Glory to Jesus Christ. Annunciation Byzantine Catholic Parish, Homer Glen, Illinois, presents Light of the East, a program revealing how Eastern Catholic churches have nourished the Roman Catholic Church and today's world in profound ways through their histories, traditions, mysteries, spirituality, and liturgy. Hello, I am Father Thomas J. Loya, pastor of Annunciation of the Mother of God Byzantine Catholic Church in Homer Glen, Illinois. My mission is simple: to take seriously Pope John Paul II's declaration that it is the first need for Roman Catholics to become illuminated by the light of the East, to become familiar with the histories and liturgies of the Eastern churches so as to bring about a great restoration of unity with all Christians, East and West. As our Holy Father described it, when the Church breathes with two lungs, we may all be granted a full taste of the divinely revealed and undivided heritage of the universal Church. This is a story of the Eastern churches, an inspiring story of faith, courage, intrigue, mystery, spirituality, dissension, and reconciliation. But most of all, this is an expression of a great experience of faith through our unique divine liturgy. Join with me now as we look towards the light of the East. Our program, Light of the East, is on location at an esteemed conference called the Encounter with the Eastern Churches of Canada and the United States. This is a gathering of dignitaries from the Eastern Catholic and even Orthodox churches together. This includes bishops and monastics, priests, laity, deacons, all together with the common purpose of encountering one another, encountering the riches of the Eastern Catholic churches, and looking at our common challenges in the modern world today as Eastern Catholic churches. The theme of this encounter of the Eastern churches is on evangelizing through the sacred mysteries. Because the Eastern Catholic churches are small, we have the challenge of becoming known, of making ourselves known, which means that education and evangelization is a vital concern of the Eastern churches. But there are people, there are organizations that are doing this kind of work in the Eastern churches. And we're happy to have today on Light of the East someone who is doing that kind of work. His name is Right Reverend Mitred Archpriest Andriy Turovsky. He is the professor of Eastern Christian Theology and Spirituality at St. Paul University in Ottawa. Father Andrew, glory to Jesus Christ. Slava Iisusu Christu.
Glory forever, Slava Nike.
Welcome to our program, Light of the East. Father, you were also a great scholar, and you have founded the Sheptytsky Institute at St. Paul University in Ottawa. Can you explain to us, what is the Sheptytsky Institute?
Well, the Sheptytsky Institute actually was founded at Catholic Theological Union in Chicago in 1986, and then at the request of the Ukrainian Catholic Hierarchy of Canada, it was moved to St. Paul University in Ottawa, Canada, in 1990. It's a center of higher learning, it's university-level studies. We have programs from the undergraduate certificate through the bachelor's, master's, licentiate, and doctorate. It's the only place in the Western Hemisphere where you can do a doctorate in Eastern Christian theology and a research doctorate. And it's the only faculty of theology in the world where in the same faculty of theology you have a complete cycle of Western theological programs and Eastern theological programs from the undergraduate to the doctoral levels together in the same faculty.
Now, the name Sheptytsky Institute, what does that mean?
Well, Metropolitan Andrei Sheptytsky was the head of the Ukrainian Greco-Catholic Church, the part of the Church of Kyiv that is in full and visible communion with the Church of Rome. And he was a great man. You know, the 20th century was probably the worst century in the history of the Ukrainian people. About 20 million Ukrainians met unnatural deaths in the 20th century. But the Lord was good enough to send to our church two of the greatest leaders in our history. Metropolitan Andrei Sheptytsky, head of our church from 1901 until 1944, and his successor, Patriarch Yosef, the confessor, Cardinal Slipy, who was the man who ordained me to the priesthood. And he was head of our church from 1944 until 1984. Can you imagine? One of them 43 years and the other one 40 years. And both of them had undergone persecution. Metropolitan Andrei by the Russian Tsarists in World War I, and Patriarch Yosef by the Russian Communists after World War II, spending 18 years in Siberian concentration camps. Little story about him. When I was a little boy, 3-4 years old, my grandmother and I used to pray together, because I shared a room with her, and we used to pray every night that the Lord free from Siberian concentration camp Metropolitan Yosef Slipey. Now, the word Slipey in Ukrainian means blind. I thought I was praying for some blind man. I didn't know what a metropolitan was, and a concentration camp. Well, I thought that was someplace out in the woods where people thought a lot, and, you know, concentration camp. I didn't know anything. But we prayed for his release, and then later when I grew up, he was the man who ordained me to the priesthood.
Hmm.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
Now, Shepchichki was a... What was he known for?
He was known for his proto-ecumenical stance. When it was unfashionable for Catholics to seek rapprochement with the Orthodox, mm-hmm. he was doing that. Mm-hmm. Perhaps some of his language was not as developed as today's ecumenical parlance is, but his heart was in the right place. He believed that our main goal is to reunite the body of Christ sundered by human sin. And he had a tremendous devotion to the wisdom of God, and he asked his people to pray daily for the gift of God's wisdom, which is mentioned in the epistle of James. Mm-hmm. He says, if any of you lack wisdom, just ask the Lord and he'll give it to you. Mm-hmm. And Metropolitan Andrei said, you know, what a deal. I mean, there's no strings attached. You just mm-hmm. got to ask the Lord, he'll give you wisdom. So he used to say, pray for wisdom, pray for wisdom. He tried to found the Ukrainian Catholic University in Lviv. But unfortunately, even though there had been some guarantees by the interwar Polish government that they would give some cultural autonomy to the Galician Ukrainians, things didn't work out. He wasn't able to, but he founded the Theological Academy of Lviv. And he was also the man who, on his deathbed, now, the last 15 years of his life, he was paralyzed and lived a life of agony, but dictated pastoral letters. And on his deathbed, he prophesied the complete destruction of the Ukrainian Greco-Catholic Church. But also, he said, she will rise from the ashes, more beautiful than before, more powerful than before, powerful in the Lord to spread the message of the gospel. And then he said, now you will not hear my voice again until the second and glorious coming of the Lord. So I had the honor of living with his successor, Patriarch Yosef, Cardinal Slipey, for a couple of years in Rome. And any decision that he needed to make, he'd stand there, he'd kind of curl his little beard, and he would say, what would the late Metropolitan have done? And it was anything from buying fruits or vegetables to building something or sending some kind of delegation somewhere, doing some ecumenical work. He would just twist his beard and say, now what would the late Metropolitan have done? And he taught us that there was no greater man in our history than Metropolitan Andrei, that he was a prophet. And he also, Patriarch Yosef, was the man who came up to me when I was 18 years old and stuck his bony finger into my chest and he said, you are going to do a doctorate and you're going to teach our tradition. Oh, it's all nice and fine, but where? Where do I do this doctorate in Eastern theology, and where do I teach? What program? So after he died in 1984, several of us volunteered that we would come to Rome to the Ukrainian Catholic University, which he founded but had remained unaccredited. And we said we'd work towards its accreditation, but people weren't interested in... We were too young. So I figured I had to go do it elsewhere. And that was exactly when Catholic Theological Union invited me to teach. And I got a full-time position there and started preparations and started working on developing an Institute of Eastern Christian Studies. And in May of 1986, the Faculty Assembly of Catholic Theological Union voted unanimously to begin the Metropolitan Andrei Sheptytsky Institute of Eastern Christian Studies. And then, as I said, it was moved to Canada, where it still is. And we invite people to come and study. We have summer programs. We're hoping to develop distance education programs to make use of arising technologies. And there might be a reason for somebody out there in Radioland to come to the Sheptytsky Institute. It's a place where we hope that all Eastern Christians and all those interested in Eastern Christianity, no matter what their ecclesiastical jurisdiction is, that they might find a home there to do their studies and to pray together in an ecumenically loving and academically demanding setting.
This institute is open to anyone then, right?
Yes, men and women. We have seminarians, but we have women, we have men who have no intention of getting ordained, but who are just in love with the tradition, want to get a degree. You can get a bachelor's degree, which is jointly conferred by St. Paul University and the University of Ottawa, which is a state university, and they jointly confer degrees because they're federated. So come one, come all.
We're going to talk more with Father Chorovsky, a great scholar of the Ukrainian Byzantine Catholic Church, after we return.
Upcoming speaking engagements for Father Thomas J. Loya include Monday, November 13, in Grays Lake, Illinois. Water is a gift, not a problem. How the principles of the theology of the body form an adequate approach to environmental concerns. Monday, November 13, from 7 to 9 p.m. at St. Gilbert Parish, 301 East Belvedere Road, Grays Lake, Illinois. Tuesday, November 14, in Downers Grove, Illinois. Transforming Lives Through the Theology of the Body. Tuesday, November 14, from 7 to 9 p.m. at St. Mary Parish, Downers Grove, Illinois. For information, call 630-960-3565, extension 219.
For those of you who would like to find a Byzantine Catholic Church in your area, you can simply go on to the website www.parma.org. That's parma.org. And that will give you a list of the Byzantine Catholic churches in your area.
Peace in our homes, in our relationships, and especially in today's world, can only come about through prayer. The members and friends of Annunciation Byzantine Catholic Parish in Homer Glen, Illinois, invite you to join them every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. for Divine Liturgy and other services offered for the intention of world peace. For information, visit www.ByzantineCatholic.com or call area code 708-645-0241. That's 708-645-0241. Annunciation Byzantine Catholic Parish is located on Willcook Road, 1.5 miles north of Route 7 and 1/4 mile south of 143rd Street in Homer Glen, Illinois. Divine Liturgy each Sunday morning at Annunciation Parish begins at 10 o'clock. Any Catholic in good standing with the Catholic Church may receive communion at this Sunday Divine Liturgy.
Each program on Light of the East is archived on our website. Learn about the 10 gifts of the Eastern Catholic Churches by visiting www.ByzantineCatholic.com and clicking onto the radio page. If you have any questions or comments about the Eastern Churches, the theology of the body, or any topic discussed on these programs, we invite you to correspond with us through our website, www.ByzantineCatholic.com. Father Thomas Loya can now be heard each Thursday morning on all relevant radio stations. As a commentator on the theology of the body, Father is now a weekly guest on the Morning Air program. Tune to this station each Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Time. And now, back to Light of the East with Father Thomas Loya.
We're speaking today on Light of the East with the Right Reverend Mitred Archpriest Andrei Chorovsky, who is Professor of Eastern Christian Theology and Spirituality at the St. Paul University in Ottawa, and he is also the director and founder of the Sheptytsky Institute. Father Andrei, you have written a few books. One is called Pray for God's Wisdom, The Mystical Sophiology of Metropolitan Andrei Sheptytsky. But that's a mouthful for a title, huh?
Yeah, that's why it'll never be a bestseller.
What is the mystical sophiology of Metropolitan Sheptytsky?
Sophiology is the study of divine wisdom. In the 20th century, there were three great Russian thinkers, Vladimir Solovyov, Pavel Florensky, and Sergei Bulgakov, who were sophiologists. And they emphasized the wisdom of God. But to tell you the truth, in some things they were more influenced by German idealism than by the sources of the holy tradition of
the
church.
Were these men philosophers or theologians?
Well, Father Bulgakov was a theologian, but he had started out as a Marxist, so he kind of ran the gamut. Vladimir Solovyov is usually considered a religious philosopher, and Pavel Florensky was a great mathematician and a priest. So these were very, very interesting, very gifted men, but in their sophiology, in their study of God's wisdom, they kind of went a little far for some people. It's often said that for Father Sergei Bulgakov, Sophia, wisdom, was almost the fourth person of the Trinity, which is a lot to say. I mean, it's saying that it's a little bit less than completely orthodox. And lo and behold, I was aware of this, and I found in Metropolitan Andrei Sheptytsky's writings a lot of references to the wisdom of God. And I really wanted to find out what made this man tick, because he was a giant of a man. First of all, he was about 6'7", and he was a count, you know, in the old aristocratic system of Europe. He was a graf, a count. And he was really a Renaissance man in many ways, and lover of art. He started hospitals, orphanages. He's known for the fact that he saved hundreds, if not thousands, of Jews during the Nazi occupation of Ukraine. Really an amazing man. He used to go to Jewish communities and preach to them in Hebrew. He was invited by the rabbis. I wanted to know what made this man tick. He was the leader of the Ukrainian church, and really a leader to many Eastern Catholics who looked up to him in the first part of the 20th century. And I found that he had a spirituality centered on God's wisdom. See, he saw a connection, a kinship between the human quality of wisdom, the moral virtue of prudence, the gift of the Holy Spirit, wisdom, and the person of the wisdom of God, which is the same as the Word of God. It's another name for the second person of the Holy Trinity, who is then incarnate as our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. So the fathers of the church all identified wisdom and word, except for two, Irenaeus of Lyon and Theophilus of Antioch. But all the other fathers of the church said that wisdom and word were the same. Those two said that Word was the Son and wisdom was the Spirit. But all the other fathers of the church said that wisdom and logos, or the Word, were two different names for the Son. Metropolitan Andrei's fantastic energy, even as I had mentioned, despite 15 years of paralysis at the end of his life, he was still incredibly dynamic. And it all came from falling in love with the wisdom of God, which is not just a quality, but is a person. And he spread that to his people, too. That's what I wanted to know about. That's what I wrote about.
Father, this Metropolitan Sheptytsky is an incredible figure. Where can people go to learn more about him and his life and his writings, his wisdom, as you're talking about?
Well, thanks be to God, a little bit more is being studied and written about him all the time. A good place to come and to find out about him and about a lot of other interesting things in the Eastern churches is at the institute named after him. People can find us on the web at www.ustpaul.ca/Sheptytsky, S-H-E, P as in Peter, T as in Thomas, Y, T as in Thomas again, and then ski, but spelled as sky like the sky above us. So, ustpaul.ca/Sheptytsky. And that's where we are. And you'll find a big website.
Father, I had the privilege as a student in Rome to actually meet and see Cardinal Schlippe. And what this, of course, he was in his later years, but he was still, even he, I didn't know, of course, Sheptytsky, but I knew Schlippe, and he was Like Sheptytsky, he was a very impressive figure. And what will he be known for in terms of the church and his legacy?
Well, first of all, a confessor of the faith, an unbreakable defender of the unity of the church. He had offered to him the position of Patriarch of Moscow, head of the Russian Orthodox Church, if only he would renounce the Pope of Rome. And he said, never. And not if you offer me everything. I will never break the unity of the church. Now, he desperately wanted Catholics and Orthodox to rediscover some way to union again, to live in peace and harmony. But he wasn't going to do it by betraying the Roman Church and Western Catholics. So I think that's what he's going to be known for leading the church through its darkest period and without fear in his heart, standing up to the entire Soviet Union.
You know, it's amazing, Father. You and I both know as Eastern Catholics that so oftentimes our Latin Rite brethren will ask us, well, are you really Catholic? How do you follow the Pope? And here we have an example of somebody like him who endured everything out of faithfulness, not only to the gospel, but to unity with the Pope of Rome.
Exactly. So when people say, are you guys like really Catholic? I go, you don't know the half of it.
Yes, we are really Catholic. Well, thank you very much, Father, for being here with us on Lay of the East. And once again, it's the Sheptytsky Institute. And the website, one more time,
www.ustpaul.ca/Sheptytsky, with a Y at the end.
God bless you, Father, and your work. Thanks for being here.
God bless.
Thank you for listening. Next week, we will return to the Light of the East. To find out more about Annunciation Byzantine Catholic Parish, visit our website, www.ByzantineCatholic.com, where you will also find an archive of all of our programs. If you want this program to continue with its mission of Christianity's reunion, we need your support with a donation. Any amount will be a blessing. Please make out a check to Light of the East Radio and send it to Light of the East, 14610, Will Cook Road, Homer Glen, Illinois, 60491. That's Light of the East, 14610, Will Cook Road, spelled WILL-COOK Road, Homer Glen, Illinois, 60491. From the Light of the East, a new dawn of unity is in sight. God bless you, go with God, and may God grant you many blessed and happy years.